Let's go to North Korea, and the tension continues over the Korean Peninsula as Donald Trump and the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un trade threats. North Korea has now been warned it would be unwise to test the resolve of Donald Trump, as the US agreed to the early deployment of a missile defence system in the region. Vice President Mike Pence, who's in South Korea, said the US commitment to its ally was ironclad and immutable in the face of the North's work to advance its nuclear missile programme. And Mr. Pence reiterated all options are on the table. Well, let's talk to Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent. Hi, Simon. And it just seems the tension is being ramped up again.
I think that's absolutely right, Mark. And it's fallen to Vice President Mike Pence to be the man who delivers a strong message today on a visit to the demilitarized zone that, of course, separates North and South Korea. He echoed the phrase that Donald Trump had used on Twitter several days ago here in Washington, warning that unless China did more to try and defuse tensions in the Korean Peninsula, to try and persuade its allies North Korea to abandon its nuclear aspirations, then, as President Trump put it, the United States might well go it alone in battling North Korea. And that was a message that was delivered by Vice President Mike Pence to the South Korean leadership and to the North Korean leadership during that visit to the Korean Peninsula. He delivered, as you'll hear, a very tough message to North Korea and its ally China as well.
The world witnessed the strength and resolve of our new president in actions taken in Syria and Afghanistan. If China is unable to deal with North Korea, the United States and our allies will.
Now, there is speculation here as to precisely why North Korea's missile test over the weekend may have failed. You'll remember that missile that the North Koreans tried to test, once again testing the resolve of the United States and its allies in the region, blew up shortly after it was launched. There's some speculation here that perhaps U.S. intelligence was involved in that, because we know that they have in the past enhanced the failure of North Korea's missile tests by depositing all sorts of computer viruses into North Korea's military computer software. They won't be drawn here in Washington as to whether they did that this time around, but certainly the Trump administration was not unhappy to see that missile test fail, and also not unhappy to see it fail because it buys Donald Trump a little bit more time to give the Chinese an opportunity to react so he can then decide how to move forward against North Korea rather than, as he did in Syria a few days ago and Afghanistan as well, reflexively reacting and turning to the military.
Right, it does buy time, doesn't it? And is there a sense, do you think, in Washington that with this failed launch by the North Koreans, has that diffused the tension a bit, do you think?
Well, I mean, it certainly hasn't ratcheted the tension up to where we all feared the tension might go over the last few days. But, you know, every time the North Koreans test one of these missiles, even when the missile fails, they learn something, military analysts argue. And so even a failed missile test doesn't necessarily in any way derail North Korea's ultimate goal of securing nuclear capability. And while Vice President Mike Pence says the era of strategic patience with North Korea on the part of the United States is over, it's still very unclear what the United States can actually do short of launching a military strike against the country to persuade the very unstable leader in Pyongyang, Kim Jong-un, that he's wandering down a very dangerous path.
Right, and I mean, war doesn't bear thinking about on the Korean Peninsula, but really, is it now, do you think, a way of how this sort of posturing gets us on a road to peace or a road towards, you know, another sort of six-party deal or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, much as the Trump administration would suggest to the world that they're pursuing a totally different path than the Obama administration before them, I mean, in many ways, Mark, they're walking down exactly the same path. They're putting pressure on the Chinese, hoping that the Chinese in turn will put sufficient pressure on the North Koreans. They'd like to see the Chinese take some concrete steps, perhaps, for example, to reduce the energy supplies that they provide to North Korea, on which North Korea absolutely depends. This is the same playbook that the Obama administration was using, yeah. albeit undergirded by this threat to go it alone militarily against North Korea. But, you know, that would be a high-stakes gamble by President Donald Trump, whose own supporters put him in power because they believed that he wasn't going to engage in dangerous military entanglements in parts of the world about which they cared very little. So it's a very tough series of calculations that President Trump has to make here.
It is very hard. I don't know whether you mind doing a double shift in a sense.
Happy to do it, Mark. For you, only for you. And what a joy it is, by the way, to welcome you to the wireless.
Yeah, welcome to the wireless, that's it. The reason a double shift is because I want to ask you about this Facebook story. The extraordinary story in Ohio where police are searching for a man who fatally shot a victim and posted the footage on Facebook. What more can you tell us? I gather the suspect says he's killed more people like that.
He's claiming that he's killed 13 people, and we've heard within the last half an hour or so that the manhunt has now been expanded. They were focused very much on the state of Ohio. There's some reason to believe that the wanted man, his name is Steve Stevens, that his cell phone was pinged somewhere in Pennsylvania at some point, so the manhunt has extended there. Also, the authorities in New York City are said to be on alert, and in New York State more generally. Steve Stevens is wanted by police in connection with the seemingly random killing of a 74-year-old pensioner that he broadcast on Facebook Live using that live video app that Facebook offers to its users. And then, after he fled the scene, again on Facebook in a video, he can be heard telling a friend in a phone call that he plans to keep on killing.
I got a lot of built-in anger and frustration, man. I just snapped, dog. That's what I did. I killed 13 people, and I'm about to keep killing until they catch me.
Now, the authorities say they cannot verify that claim that he's killed at least 13 people, but they clearly want to get their hands on him. They are sending a message to the people of Ohio to remain calm, not to approach him. But there is now, as I say, a widening manhunt to try and apprehend him. Facebook is cooperating fully with the investigation and, of course, says that it is appalled by the way in which he appears to have used their technology to broadcast the killing.
I bet they are. Simon Marks, thank you very much on that Facebook story and for your comments on North Korea. Thank you very much indeed.